This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with you, the consumer, and a nod to the reality that life in this economy is complicated and people have a lot going on. We learned this morning, courtesy of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, that credit card delinquencies are on their way back up from the lows they hit during the pandemic amid all that relief money. And specifically, that the people who are more often late with credit card payments also have either student loans or car loans. The resumption of student loan payments and the challenges that that's posing to those borrowers we have covered on this program. Less so, though, automobile loan borrowers. Cox Automotive, it turns out, reports that about 1.5 million cars are going to be repossessed this year, the most since the before times. And Harley-Davidson, the motorcycle people, blame millions of dollars in credit losses on a shortage of repo agents, the people that lenders hire to come tow your car away when you don't pay. So, Marketplace's Matt Levin did a little ride-along.
Kyle Barnes is showing me how quickly he can tow a car with his repo truck.
This truck's one of the older ones we have, so it doesn't... She don't sound the best. She's getting kind of tired.
We're in a four-acre auto yard at Zane Investigations in Sparks, Nevada, a repo agency just outside Reno. Picture rows and rows of fairly new-looking SUVs and sedans on dusty gravel, like some sad car orphanage. They average about 35 repos a day here. That hum is the sound of the tow truck's boom sliding underneath a repoed Hyundai Elantra. The car is off the ground in a matter of seconds.
Now you have to get out of the truck.
You made that look very easy.
Oh yeah, I can do this in my sleep, man.
Barnes has been working as a field agent here for more than 3 years. He says often he'll hook the car and then drive a couple blocks from the borrower's place before he actually gets out to strap the car to the truck.
How many times have they come out with guns?
I'd say probably 4 or 5 times. It used to happen a lot more when I worked nights.
Barnes is 26, married, has a kid. Shockingly, his wife doesn't love the idea of him being a repo man, but he loves it.
I consider myself kind of an adrenaline junkie, you know, and when you get that car and you're taking off and say they come running out of the house, screaming at you, running at you, no matter how long you do it, it gets your heart pumping.
A big part of Barnes' job is the art of de-escalation. When Zane Investigations co-owner Kristen Itherburo interviews potential repo agents, she asks less about how many fights they've won and more about how they keep their cool in dangerous situations. She also asks what's in their closets.
Your clothes, are they all like in order by color? Do you hang your pants or do you fold your pants? You have to be self-disciplined to work here, specifically in the field.
Finding a Marie Kondo type who can drive a tow truck has always been hard. The last couple years, though, they've been extremely tough. Zane Investigations lost half its field staff early in the pandemic, and many of those positions are still open. Itherburo says with bonuses, her top performers can make six figures. Base wages are $40,000 to $50,000, and she's still losing candidates to other industries.
I think at this point, post-COVID, we're competing with anybody that's paying.
After the pandemic hit, several states passed moratoria on repos. Lenders were unusually flexible with late borrowers, and stimulus checks helped cover missed payments. That's all over now, but Ron Brown at the repo agency network Eagle Group 20 says the labor shortage isn't.
A lot of the people who were in the business, a lot of them closed their agencies. A lot of the old professionals, they got old. They quit doing the work. They're retiring.
Brown says the flat fees repo agencies get per car, typically anywhere between $200 and $400, they haven't budged in decades. During the Great Recession, middlemen companies called forwarding agencies began negotiating those fees on behalf of auto lenders and typically only pay for successful repos. Brown says that model invites confrontation.
No metal, no money is what gets people killed. The repossessor doesn't get paid anything unless he recovers the vehicles. He's got to make a living, and so he takes chances and risks and does things that he normally wouldn't do.
Brown says the irony is, with interest rates rising and stimulus savings depleted, the demand for repos is shooting back up.
This is giving me a delay.
Mark Zane is driving me around in Zane Investigation's scanner car, basically a sedan with license plate reading cameras strapped to the hood. Lots of Rebo agencies have these nowadays. Scanner cars just drive around residential neighborhoods and parking lots, randomly scanning every license plate until... That siren that goes off inside the scanner car, that means a license plate matches a vehicle that needs to be repoed. In this case, a white Kia Soul parked outside a Bank of America.
We still haven't shaken out the pandemic. You know, there were so many lenders that put all of those missed payments on the back end of contracts.
Zane says even if you're not late on your payments, you might feel the shortage of repossessors anyway. A good chunk of used cars come from repos, and banks will charge higher rates on auto loans if they can't get their collateral back. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.